Greetings, Life Springers. The speaker for Sunday will be Jim Gracely, a real treat. His text will come from Esther. In anticipation of Jim's sermon, I'm reading from Esther 4:9 through 17, which is a well-known and loved passage. Be encouraged by Jim's sermon and exhortation. Hathach came back and told Esther everything Mordecai had said. Esther talked it over with Hathach and then sent him back to Mordecai with this message. Everyone who works for the king here, and even the people out in the provinces, knows that there is a single fate for every man or woman who approaches the king without being invited: death. The one exception is if the king extends his gold scepter, then he or she may live. And it's been 30 days now since I've been invited to come to the king. When Hathach told Mordecai what Esther had said, Mordecai sent her this message: don't think that just because you live in the king's house, you're the one Jew who will get out of this alive. If you persist in staying silent at a time like this, help and deliverance will arrive for the Jews from someplace else, but you and your family will be wiped out. Who knows? Maybe you were made queen for just a time as this. Esther sent back her reply to Mordecai: go and get all the Jews living in Susa together. Fast for me. Don't eat or drink for 3 days, either day or night. I and my maids will fast with you. If you do this, I'll go to the king, even though it's forbidden. If I die, I die. Mordecai left and carried out Esther's instructions. Father of Esther, you taught her to be conscious of her times and to act in ways that are appropriate to the challenges of the day. And so she lived, even though there was harsh and discouraging events swirling around her. May we be people who also live in courageous response to the challenges of our own times. In Jesus' name I pray this. Amen.